believe it. Things can and do change. Don't believe it. I like that. Thank you. Let's give them some more love. Jeff, Julie, and Beth. Okay. Well, Thanksgiving is not over. I don't know what you think, but it's not over. And our job is to keep gratitude alive every day by praising the good. Giving thanks for everything. And in Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and bless the Lord's holy name." I like that one. It just talks about blessing. And then one of my most favorite ones is from our Science of Mind textbook, and it's by our founder, Ernest Holmes, and it's page 550. It's a little bit longer than what I'm going to read you, but it'll give you the idea. And then you can always go look it up and see what it is even more. And it says, "I am renewed and refreshed. My whole being radiates to thy love, and I am complete in thee. O lover of my soul and keeper of my spirit, none can separate us, for we are one. Thy love keeps me, and thy life envelops me now and forevermore." These quotes start with the simple supposition that there is something good at the center of everything and everyone. Everything means within you and within me, the lover of our soul, the keeper of our spirit. Think of that. What does that mean to you? Because you see, this remembering helps to keep us in that place of daily thanksgiving and gratitude. Let my soul be lifted up in praise of the life that I live. And let me look for the good and count the many ways that I am blessed. I recognize that sometimes it isn't always easy to look for the good. And sometimes we have to really look. Oh, it was a green light. That's good, you know. But I'm going to invite us that today that we allow ourselves to rise up in an atmosphere of gratitude where we can find our own personal freedom from past hurts and limited beliefs, to a greater understanding of this power that is within us 24/7, and it's in everyone. In Science of Mind, one of our basic beliefs, we have a whole list of beliefs, and one of the basic beliefs is we believe in the eternality and the immortality and the continuity of our individual soul forever and ever expanding. That's what we're talking about today, the eternal soul. This basically means we live forever. Hear that. We never die. We do change form. However, we are eternal. If you want to know more about the basics of Science of Mind and what the tenets are that we stand upon, then I'm going to invite you to join the Foundations class that's starting in January. So back to the eternal, that we live forever. I know this because as a child, I used to say, can you imagine this four-year-old? God bless her, that was me. Four-year-old telling adults, we don't die. We're too important. I'm too important. I'm never going to die. And they would roll their eyes, and they would kind of look at each other, and they would say, wait a second. Sorry, I just got off my story here. So back to the eternal soul. In each of us is continuous. It goes forever. I knew this, and yet I still had to relearn it. Because meaning that we're so much more in this physical body. And I don't believe we're told that often enough. Our difficulty with the idea is that we're limited. We have a limited vision. Those adults around me had a real limited vision. God bless them. And that limitation says, this is all I can see. It's like the blinders that we put on a horse because the horse, we don't want him to see everything around him. And we see only the physical limitations, which in turn limits our thinking, limits our beliefs. And we box ourselves in to that belief system. So I'm going to invite you this morning, I'm going to do a couple of things, and this morning I'm going to invite you to think of a time or an event where this limited thinking kept you stuck. We're going to do something with it. So right now, just think of this limited thinking that kept you stuck. Maybe it was something that was done to you or said to you, or you felt limited. Okay? Do you all have it? A limited place. Yes, 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 everybody? This is a good thing. Okay. We're going to set it aside, okay? Everybody set it aside. We're not going to focus on it right now. Okay. Now, I'm going to invite you to just play along with me and expand your vision. And I invite you to open to possibilities that maybe you never thought of before. Okay? Are you willing to do that? Possibilities. Good. Everybody on the same page? Yay. So with this open to possibilities, are you willing to know your own eternal self? Yes? No? Yeah. Yeah. I see the head's nodding. Good. Okay. Yes? Good. That's right. Of course we do. We want to know that magnificence of our own selves, that possibility. So let's imagine now we're going to have this beautiful drawing up on the screen to help you to imagine you are eternal, a bright and shining star. So much more than just this body, beyond the physical, and yet still physical. You are light, energy, brilliant, loved, cherished. Within you is great wisdom. Within you is freedom. To live full out, valuable. Got the picture? You know, you feel your divine self living in a field of possibilities. Just let that imagination expand. This is your eternal soul. So breathe into that. And let's take that picture of the magnificent you beyond more than you have ever imagined yourself to be. Eternal, forever. And now I'm going to invite you to take this magnificent picture, and I'm going to invite you to place it over what we put over here on the side, the limitation. Just place it over. Place that beautiful expression that you have just connected to over whatever harm or hurt or whatever old thing. And let's lock it into place. Let's lock it in, because you see, we're going to bolt it down. We're going to take this beautiful picture of our own self and bolt it down over any old belief or anything from the past, because the past has no power. We know that, and we teach that here. So we're going to lock it down, bolt it. This bolt is absolutely set in place and can never be removed. Yes?
Yes.
There you are. Change your thinking, change your life, is what we believe here in Science of Mind. And now you've locked it in, and you can live and do this anywhere, anytime, because you see that past has no power. The power is in today and in your feeling and desire to live in gratitude and thanksgiving. Good. Very good. You have the power to do that. You just did it. Yes?
Yes.
And so now, I want to include a story for you this morning, because now it's time for a story as you anchor that magnificence of your being. And it's a story from Anita Mujani. And she wrote a book called Dying to Be Me. Some of you might have read it. But I think this morning it's really important that we really embrace this eternal essence of our being. Because then you see, once we understand this, then we recognize that nothing can restrict us or hold us back. So Anita writes, doctors had given Anita Mujani just hours to live when she arrived at the hospital in a coma on the morning of February 2nd, 2006. She was unable to move as a result of the cancer that had ravaged her body for almost 4 years. Stage 4 lymphoma. She couldn't walk. Body couldn't absorb the nutrients from food. Lesions all over her body from cancer. All of her organs had stopped working and went into a coma. Doctors didn't expect her to live through the night in ICU. Had a near-death experience. 5 weeks after entering the hospital, Anita walked out on her own. No sign of cancer whatsoever in her body. Since walking out of that hospital, she has lived every moment of her life fully, wholeheartedly, and without any fear of dying. She is living. There I was, without my body or any of my physical traits, yet me, pure essence, continued to exist. It was not a reduced element of my whole self. In fact, it felt far greater than and more intense and expansive than my physical being. Magnificent, in fact. I felt eternal, as if I'd always existed and always would, without beginning or end. I was filled with the knowledge that I was simply magnificent. Simply magnificent. I became aware that we're all connected. This was not only every person and living creature, but the interwoven unification felt as though it were expanding outward to include everything in the universe. Every human, animal, plant, insect, mountain, sea, inanimate object, and the cosmos. I realized that the entire universe is alive and infused with consciousness, encompassing all of life and nature. Everything belongs to an infinite whole. I was intrinsically inseparable, enmeshed with all of life. We're all facets of that unity. We're all one, and each one of us has an effect on the collective whole. I like reading this because there have been, and we hear it more often than not, these people who have had near-death experiences and who have been gifted to come back and to share with us that life is expansive. Life is expanding beyond our wildest dreams. And it's ours to understand that. And I believe that everything happens for a reason. I don't always know what that is. But I believe that people like Anita had that happening and that experience so she could bless all of us with a greater truth, with an expanded awareness of who we are. Because, you see, these experiences happen to support us in being able to live fully today in gratitude. When we live in gratitude, it keeps our divine nature alive in us. It expands us, as you saw the picture, beyond our limited beliefs. So I'm going to invite us to anchor the idea, my spirit, my soul lives forever. So can we repeat that? My spirit, my soul lives forever. My spirit, my soul lives forever. My spirit, my soul lives forever. Do you see? I'm of the belief that when we fill every moment with joy and gratitude, with praise and thanksgiving, we expand our ability to love, to be grateful for this moment, this time and this place, and we open to greater possibilities. And when I need help in doing that, I kind of repeat this to myself. God is, I am. I am, God is. God is, I am. I am, God is. God is, I am. I am, God is. God is, I am, I am, God is. God is, I am, God is. When we forget, something like that repeating helps us to remember that there's something so much greater than what we're seeing when we get limited in that seems to block us. We open. God is, I am, God is. So let's take that into prayer this morning. And in this knowingness, we recognize that there is only one life. And that life is the life of God, is the life of pure spirit. And we don't always have to understand it totally. It's just be open to receive, to know, to express, to experience this life in a fuller, richer way than we've ever thought possible. So I'm knowing and accepting that we each are the unique, beloved place where God shows up. And I know for this morning, anyone that came in with a heavy heart, I know right where you are, God is. And there is a powerful healing taking place. For the spirit of life promises more life, more expansion. And so we expand into that place of gratitude, into that place of thanksgiving, into that place of knowing beyond circumstances and beyond situations that there is an infinite wisdom and power at work in my life, in your life, and in the life of all people everywhere. So we bless this day. And we recognize that everything is taking place in the unseen side of life, and we trust that, and we breathe into it, and we allow the fullness of and the richness of our own being to expand in gratitude and thanksgiving for this day, for this moment, for this place. And so I just know that greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and I'm filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for this truth. As I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, knowing and accepting that it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over, we are full of it. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with me, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.